welcoming everybody who's on the phone, everybody who's on the live feed. This is, I think, the third Divrei Chizuk we're giving. And I thought tonight I was going to be saying something a little bit different than I am saying, but unfortunately, that's not going to be the case. Let me explain what I mean. Okay, I've been in touch with a number of doctors in the community over the last number of weeks. Myself, a lot of the other rabbanim. A little difficult to start this way, but I think we're going to start this way. It does not look like we're going to be in shul for shuos. I can't believe I'm saying that. This has been a long trip, a really long trip. But that's the way it looks right now. Unless the numbers in the state of Illinois go down, seriously go down, every single day for the next 2 weeks, which apidach ha-teva does not look like it's happening. So in light of that, let's try to talk about a little bit of Divrei Chizuk here. And let's see where it takes us. I want to begin with the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos is on Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis. And the Gemara is dealing with the statement by Rabbi Akiva. This Gemara precedes the famous story that we spoke about last night, night before. Rabbi Akiva says, "Im lamad Torah b'yaldusai." If somebody learned Torah when they were young, "Yulmai Torah b'ziknusai." Someone's learned Torah when they're old. "Hayalo talmidim b'yalduso." If somebody had talmidim when he was young, "Yulo talmidim b'ziknusai." He should strive to make talmidim, to have talmidim when he becomes old. And he quotes a pasuk in Keheles, or Beikas Zeras Aracha, that if you do something when it happens, takes place in the morning, referring to when a person is young, he should do it again. And the Gemara brings a raya to this concept from Rabbi Akiva himself, Rabbi Akiva's wife. Rabbi Akiva, we all know this story. Shnayim, Osir, Elif, Zugim, Talmidim. This is relevant to Lag Boimer, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. When Gephas and Trifas, they all died in the short period of time from Pesach till Shavuos. Last time we spoke about why. I don't want to get into that point tonight. And then it says, "Achavar Biakiva, Biakiva came, Eitzor B'Sinu Shebedarim, Son Elohim." Again, we spoke about this last night in detail. That's not my point tonight. My point is like this. The Gemara is saying, a man had 24,000 Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim. The Mir Yeshiva and Lakewood together don't have 24,000 Talmidim. I do not know if all the yeshivas post-high school in the world have more than 24,000 Talmidim. Unbelievable number of Talmidim. They all died. Yeshiva had the inner strength, the wherewithal, to start anew. He started again with 5, 6, or 7 Talmidim. Unbelievable how a person could do such a thing. Unbelievable. Now, it's funny. Funny might be the wrong word. But Rabbi Akiva also is the person in the Gemara in Brachos, the famous story, where Rabbi Akiva had, I'm sorry for the phone going off here, Rabbi, so I apologize. Okay. Rabbi Akiva had the rooster and the fire and the donkey, and they were all killed. And he said, "Kol ma'adav rachmana l'tav ovid." And last week we mentioned, earlier this week we mentioned Pirkei Avos for the women on Sunday morning. We mentioned that "Kol ma'adav rachmana l'tav ovid." And one of the mafarshim on Pirkei Avos asked, why does it say litav of it? Koma adav rachmana, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, tav of it, it's good. Why are you saying litav of it? And Rabbi Akiva is the one who made that statement. He's the one who coined that phrase, if you want to use such a term. He didn't say it here when the 24,000 Talmidim died. We don't say it about people dying. We say it about losing a fire and losing a rooster and losing a donkey. Koma Devarachman al Kaaba, we brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So the Medrash Shmuel says that a person who accepts the circumstances that he or she is in, they create Latava of it. Koma Devarachman, if a person can accept that what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, he does Latav, then it will become Tav. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, Latoy. Koma Devarachman al Kaaba. Some people might be listening tonight who know that there are a number of people in shul on Rosh Hashanah morning after Shacharis. We kind of wave to each other. And we say, Koma Adavir Rachman Alatav of it, because the Chokh Mishleim and Mishleim Akuga says in Shulchan Aruch and Zimit Tov Kuf Pei Gimel that a person should say after Shmoneshrei Shacharis, after Chazaras Hashas and Shacharis and Rosh Hashanah, Koma Adavir Rachman Alatav of it, because if it didn't, was really not so good. It will be changed if a person can say, I have the amunah bitachin, that what Hashem does, he does letav. Letav. It changes letav. What an incredible concept. Two statements by Rabbi Akiva. One is Kol Ma'adav Rachman Letav, but the second one's not a statement. The second one's an action. He got up and started a new yeshiva. So my rabbi say, it's hard. It's hard. I'd like to say a few things about this. Number one, I know that, you know, people are living in different worlds. Some people only text. Some people only email. Some people like to talk to people on the phone. I like to talk to people. I'm sitting in my house. Anybody can call me at any time. I've tried very hard not to let a phone call go an entire day without calling back. I'm trying to answer the phone no matter what I'm in the middle of. Sometimes I can't, obviously, like right now. In the middle of giving a share, I can't answer the phone. You can call. Call me. I'd like to hear your voice. Try to call me, please. And opportunities to learn. There's a lot of opportunities to learn. Try to find one that you like. And if you can't, call me. I'll try to make another one. I'll try to make another one. My daughter-in-law, Mrs. Rifki Cohen from Chicago, had a grandfather, Rabbi Simcha Shaffron. Our youngest grandson is named after him, Simcha Bunim Cohen. Simcha Bunim Cohen. And this grandfather wrote an autobiography. 14-year-old boy left his parents in 1939. He says himself in the autobiography, he doesn't even know what happened to him. He decided he wanted to go to yeshiva. The war had already started. He doesn't even show why his parents let him go. His parents had already gone through so much at the beginning of the war. Maybe they felt, he writes, maybe they felt it. Who knows? Maybe he'll be safe. Happens to be he's the only one who survived from the entire family. He went to a Navarik yeshiva, which was already moved from Bialystok to Vilna. And then he ended up going from Vilna with a number of members of his yeshiva by train to Siberia. With one of the Rebbeim, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, but Mikritz, I think. One of the Rebbeim from the Vardik. And this Rebbe said, they worked together on a collective farm in the woods, in the forest, chopping wood during the winter, during the summer. And he said, it's very possible that we will look back at this time in Siberia and say that we grew. We grew. Can't understand these stories. They were not in the concentration camps. But they were not on a picnic. They were dressed in rags, and they made matzah with Pesach, knowing that if the goyim found out, they could be killed on the spot. They made matzah for Pesach. All things that shock. But to say that you could look back later on in life and see that you grew from those circumstances, Siberia, to grow. Rekiva is saying, what you do when you're young, do it with fervor. And do it again when you're a little older. Somebody said to me, Rabbi, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And therefore what? I want to stop the social distancing. I want to stop those things. You know, I know people who have different issues. Sugar issues. You know what? I can't take it anymore. Everybody's eating ice cream. I want to eat ice cream also. No person in their right mind would say, go ahead, go eat it. It's not healthy. It's dangerous. It could be life-threatening depending upon the person's condition. Rahman was fine. I should think that I would be sitting here telling you that it looks like we're not going to be in show for sure. It's not sad. Of course it's sad. Shavuos and Yeshurin. Shavuos in any show. I don't know any show. I haven't been in another show for 32 years. Shavuos and Yeshurin is incredible. And as they asked yesterday, the emails went out. And today, Baruch Hashem, a letter went out from the doctors. Took a few days to put the letter together. Signed by many doctors. And unfortunately, I know several people who are presently in the hospital, some in ICU, with corona. It disappeared from our community for a few days or maybe a week and a half or two. And I don't want to say it's back. Chassid Shalom, not in the numbers that it was back, but there are people in the ICU. Talk to Hashem, no one on a ventilator, but there are people in the ICU. That's what the doctors say in their, you know, in their letter today. So I think chizuk means that we can look back at this period, A, and say we made it. We made it. And it's not getting much easier right now, Rabbi said. People are getting a little stir crazy. Cabin fever. Weather's getting nicer. Kids want to play. Kids want to play with other kids. Kids want to play in the park. Kids want to play contact sports. I understand all of it. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? But we can't. We just can't do it yet. And I think I said this last week. We spoke to the mayor's assistant on the phone, the group of Rabbanim. And after she explained what she explained, so I asked her, are you saying that the better behaved we are now, the better our chances to be in school on time in September? And she said, absolutely. So it may be challenging right now, but, you know, we're building for the future. We're building for the future. And some of you may be saying, you know, why am I talking about this? Because we in Yeshurun, Baruch Hashem, are maintaining the rules and regulations. And that's true. It's true. We are. To the credit of our shul, not one person has called me, emailed me, asked me, why can't we start minyanim already? I think everybody understands the matzav, which is a feather in the cap for our shul. But we also need chizuk. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. And we can do it. I know we can do it because we've done it in many different ways. Over the last number of decades, we've done incredible things. We've grown. We've steiged. Remember that word, Rabbi? It's like steiging. We've steiged. And we will continue. We'll continue to lead the way. We'll continue to steig. We'll continue to grow. I don't know who's in control of the, but if anybody wants to unmute themselves and ask a question, I have no problem at all. I don't know if we need the main person to unmute or anybody can unmute themselves by pressing *6 if they want to ask a question. I can't guarantee I'll take all questions, but I'll take any questions anybody wants to to send this way. But I would like to reiterate, we have wonderful doctors in our community. And there are many wonderful and dedicated Rabbanim in our community. And there are wonderful, wonderful and dedicated Balabatim in our community. And we're working together to try our best to protect our community. That's what our doctors say. That's what the government officials say. And Mamela, that's what our bottom said. So that's what we have to do. That's what we have to strive to do. And again, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva taught us the way. Rabbi Akiva taught us the way. And on Monday night, as everybody knows, everything connects in Yeshua. One week, everything, Siyata Nishma, everything connects. Incredible how everything connects. Rabbi Akiva is the person who is known for his chassidus in dealing with Klal Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva is the person who said, and we dance to this, Ashreichem Yisrael, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem, Ashreichem, Ashreichem Yisrael. And what does that Mishnah conclude with? It says, Lifnei miyatim etar mimetar eskam. Avichem Shema Shemayim. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Rabbi Akiva also says in Pirkei Avos, Chaviv Adam, Shenivah B'Tselem. Mankind is Chaviv, beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is created in the image of God. Chaviv Am Yisrael, Shenivah B'Tselem HaMakim. We are called the children of HaKadosh Baruch. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. What a special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of being his children, which happened because we are descendants of the Avos and the Imos. That same Rabbi Akiva taught us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that's why it's called Ma'adav Rachman Olatav. That same Rabbi Akiva taught us, in the situation that you're in, use it to build. And that's why it's litavim. Use it to build. That's why it's litavim. So, once again, I'm saying to everybody, Rabbi Say, we, Baruch Hashem, have been blessed with a special kehillah. Lately, I've been saying holy kehillah, writing out letters titled Dear Holy Kehillah Lagash Yeshurim. We are. You are together. We have grown together to become a Kehila Kedosha. Kehila Kedosha means that what we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we deal with. And while we're dealing with it, we try to help others who are dealing with it, who may not have the same tools, but we're dealing with it. And one day, soon, we're going to look back and we're going to say, this is how I grew. This is how I grew. I sat in my house for 8 weeks, for 9 weeks, for 10 weeks. I missed davening in shul on Pesach. I missed davening in shul many, many Shabbosos. And, of course, many weekdays, many Kadesha, many Boruchos. And we're learning an incredible amount of shurim going on every day in the shul in all different ways. All different ways. Early in the morning, 6 o'clock, 10, 12 people on the phone, 8:45. Another 10, 12 people on the phone. Besides the Cheshire Mishmakoil, night say to more people on the phone, shurim that I give, that other people give, that's what besides the davening. 2 minyanim for Shachris on the phone, Mincha on the phone, Mayrib on the phone, Sphira on the phone. Okay, what do you want? Is it the best way? Of course it's not. Of course it's not. Davening without a minyan, we're davening our homes, we're not davening in shul. But we're doing what's right, Rabbi said. We're doing what's right.
Rabbi Cohen?
Yes.
How should we feel if other people are going to be in shul for shavuos and we're doing what's right by not being in shul?
I almost recognize your voice. You want to tell me who you are? I don't have to repeat your name to anybody else.
The people who are on the phone can know my name.
Okay, fine. I know who you are. I got your name. I got your name now. How are we going to feel if there are going to be other places that are going to open up on shavuos? A very big Talmud Chacham told me today, and I don't mean this in any negative towards anybody else. I'm saying about us. We have nothing to clap our chet for on Rosh Hashanah for missing Minyanim. Not a thing. Not a thing. We're all doing a mitzvah. And when we do a mitzvah, we don't look at other people. We're doing what we're doing is right. It's right. It's what Hashem wants us to do. I'm not saying anything negative about anybody else. Nothing. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Is it difficult? Of course it's difficult. What's the shaila? Of course it's difficult. We should be zeicher, Rabbi Shai, to continue doing it. Anybody else like to ask anything? I want to hear it. Okay, then let me just finish a little more to this question. We'll be back in a moment, I'm sorry.
I have a question also for the Rav.
Go ahead. Another question, yes.
I'm just curious, because I know by Pesach everyone was told, regardless, to not go by families for Yontif, even though we're not going to be in Shul, if you have immediate
yes.
family that everyone's been following what they're supposed to be doing, is there anything different by Shavuos, by going
I
to
asked,
family?
Before Shir tonight, I called one of the prominent doctors in our Kehillah, in our community, Olam Bekehillah, to ask him that question exactly. Question is, what's going to be with families? And right now it looks like, listen, everybody said, let's say it this way. There is no change until there will be a change. We can't change anything until there be a change. 190 people died in Chicago today, 144 yesterday. And I'm not here to talk politics, what the governor wants, what the mayor wants. I'm here to talk what the doctors want and hopefully what the health officials of the city are trying to do in the best way possible. There is corona out there on the streets. We're tired of it? Yes. Is it only old people? No. The seven people right now are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and one person in their 70s. It's not only elderly people, and even if it was only elderly people, I don't know what that story is. We don't care about elderly people. I don't know what it means. And people who tested positive for corona 6 weeks ago are still testing positive today. People who went to give plasma, which was invented by a few from Jews on the East Coast, what a gewaldige kiddush Hashem, gewaldige kiddush Hashem. The whole thing that they pushed through, people are testing positive, and they can't take their plasma because they're still testing positive. And this time all, everybody became a doctor. Thanks for it. I was positive. My family already had it. If it doesn't make any difference, I don't know what everybody's talking about. I don't know what people are talking about. Go ask a doctor. Go ask a doctor. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Go ask a doctor. That's what we do. We ask doctors if people should eat or not eat on Yom Kippur. We ask doctors. We ask doctors about people needing surgeries. We ask doctors about Chil Shabbos. We ask doctors. We're blessed with wonderful doctors in our community, and that's what they hold. So what should I do? I want to eat at my 8 o'clock. I want to hug my 8 o'clock. I want to kiss my 8 o'clock. What should we do? What should we do? That's the matzah. It's not healthy. It's not proper. And it's suffix that comes to pushes. That's the halacha. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to do. That's what we have to do. What do you want me to say? I'm thinking about eating another 4 yontif meals with my holy Rebbetzin alone. Okay, that's all. Okay. As I said
Rebbe,
before, thinking of telling me half a second, thinking of telling people that they have to eat 4 meals on Shavuos by themselves. Painful. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How do we react when our children ask us, why did Hashem bring this virus?
How do we react when our children ask us, why did Hashem bring this virus? The first thing we react to is telling our children that that question is a very good question. And one day, when we have Nevi'im, which we will have when Mashiach comes, we will get answers to those questions. However, in Golus means that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat distant. And that distance is the fact that we don't have people to give us those answers. And that, my dear child, is one of the lessons that Jews have to live with. We don't have answers to questions. We do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and we accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Those people who made it through those difficult situations, and whatever it was, whether it was the Holocaust, whether it was the concentration camps, whether it was Siberia, whether it was pogroms, whatever it may have been, a Jew tries very hard to never despair. because we know that we are banim lamakom. Why is our father doing this to us? That's a great question. It's a great question, my dear child. It's a great question. And maybe you could even drop a tear and say, when we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av, we're crying about the fact that we don't have answers to those questions. But it's a good question. Yes, what else? What else? Okay, Rabbi Sai. So we have children, we have teenagers, we have young adults, we have older adults, we have older parents. You know, my mother-in-law is locked in Park Plaza, and locked down for, you know, without seeing her children or grandchildren except through a window. You know, it's a hard massive, a very hard massive. It's a hard massive. It's a hard massive. I say again, we will persevere. We can do it. We will do it. We will. We will. We will. We'll do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And we should be zeicher. We should be zeicher to make it. We're going to have a ma'ariv in a minute and a half, and we're going to count sphere at 9:30. Anybody who wants to call and ask a question privately without asking a question in front of everybody else is absolutely welcome to do so. I feel it's a schus to be the Rav of this incredible kehillah. That's how I feel. And my feelings have not changed one iota with everybody's incredible behavior during these weeks. If anything, it's only gone up. It's only gone up. I love people coming to our house on Shabbos afternoon, everybody standing socially distanced, and everybody staying here for a few moments and waiting for the next person to come in the corner of Sacramento to walk in front of my house. I wish I could jump off the porch and give everybody a hug and dance at everybody, but what can we do? We can't do it. We can't do it, and we're going to make it. A great Rav, a great Talmud Chacham, a great leader in Klal Yisrael, whose name I can't mention, but everybody knows his name, called me. He even called me again, I see, during Shia here tonight. He called me to tell me that he learned English very well when he was in high school in America. And one of the songs he learned in English in high school in America, he said, was written by a very powerful personality. It's called We Shall Overcome. Filled, Beth Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. And then we'll get to the day where all the questions of all of our children or all of our adults will be answered. Not only we get back to shul, with B.S. HaMashiach, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and here we are, Menu. Amen, Rabbi Sai, Hatzlacha Rabba. Thank you all for calling in, watching. We should be zeicher to do this together soon in shul, but before that, we'll be doing it on the phone or through all our other technological devices. Call to Rabbi Sai, Hatzlacha Rabba.